Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Anything From My Point of View. I hope you're having an amazing week. It's finally Friday, the weekend is coming up, and I'm just really, really excited. It's weird for me to be recording on a Friday. I don't think I've ever done this, but I took a break for like 2 weeks and I'm glad to be finally back. I don't think I could have waited till next week because I usually record on Mondays or Tuesdays, sometimes Sundays, but mostly Mondays and Tuesdays. So it's quite weird for me to be recording on a Friday. But I really, really missed you guys and I wanted to chat for a little while. Anyway, let me tell you what I've been up to this past few days. I've been really, really busy with school. We're doing this project thing about healthy foods, which is really fun, especially because I've been trying to eat more healthy. Okay, I have a tip for you guys, especially for those of you who don't drink much water. I used to drink a lot of water and I don't know what happened, but I stopped. And drinking a lot of water is really good for your skin, especially. So I wanted to start drinking more water again. And I decided to try out cucumber water, which is said to be really healthy. So I wanted to incorporate that. And since I started drinking cucumber water, I drink a lot more water than I used to. So I'm really happy and I can already see my skin changing. It's more glowy and soft. So you guys should definitely try that out. And yeah, let me know how that goes. Anyway, I've been cooking a lot, trying new recipes out, eating a lot more healthy, and it's been really fun. I feel really good about myself, and I'm glad with how this turned out. In conclusion, I've just been really happy this week and enjoying myself, even if it's been tiring. It was just a really good week. Which actually brings me to today's topic, happiness. This is a topic that I've actually discussed with my friends a few months ago, I think. And it was really interesting to see how we all had different opinions and even definitions for what happiness is. I mean, for me, happiness can mean a lot of different things, but I think happiness is something we all look to achieve in our lives. I mean, that's like our goal, right? To like be happy. I think it's just that time of your life where everything is perfect, just like you planned out, just like you wanted, and everything just works out, you know? However, I think that happiness does not last forever because, as I always say, life has ups and downs, and we have to learn how to get back from our lowest points to achieve that happiness again. Which I think it's really interesting because even one person can have many different ways in which they can achieve this state of mind throughout their lives. Like, it's not always the same process, and I find that really interesting. Many people think that they will be happy when they have done something that they're looking forward to, like, I don't know, buying their dream house, right? And I think it's not getting that will make you happy. I think it's you have to like learn to be happy during the process of working towards your goal, not just achieving it, right? Because otherwise you're always working to get to that point of your life where you're happy instead of being happy in the present moment. So I think that It's also important to focus on the present moment instead of the future, because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. So maybe you're focusing all your energy on the happiness you're going to have, or that you think you will have from something that hasn't even happened yet. And whether we like it or not, sometimes things don't go as planned. So I think we have to learn to like be happy right now with what we have now and what our life is right now. That does not mean that we do not have to have like things to look forward to, because of course we have to, but our happiness cannot depend on future plans, okay? Just like it cannot depend on other people, because of course we can get happiness out of the people who surround us. Yeah, but the more like I call that short-term happiness. The long-term happiness comes from within. I mean, it comes from one. It cannot come from others. I think it's just all in your mind. I mean, when you start working to have a happy mind, you start to feel good about yourself and you start to have a happy life. I'm not saying that you shouldn't feel sad at some points or angry or all of the other emotions. I mean, you're always gonna feel different things, and that's perfect as long as you keep a happy mind. It will be easier for you to come back from your negative feelings. Does that make sense? I mean, okay, let me put you an example. If you have like a happy mind, you're happy with everything, okay? Imagine you have your perfect life, and then you get in a fight with someone you love. Of course, you're not gonna, oh, whatever, I'm happy, it doesn't matter. Like, of course, it's gonna matter. But when you have a happy mind, I feel like you have your ideas a lot more clear, so you know how to kind of manage situations better because you don't want other things affecting that happiness. So you get into this fight, and of course, you're gonna be sad, maybe angry, maybe like confused and wondering a lot of things. But because you have this positive mindset, it's easier to get back from that negative feelings, right? And it's like everything. I mean, it's all in your mind, because what you think about, it's what you attract. I think I've already said that in my previous podcast, but anyway, yeah, I think that's how it works. I used to think that we all had different ways to be happy. I mean, like, yeah, we definitely do. For instance, I don't know, playing the guitar makes me happy, and for my brother, playing football makes him happy. Like, we all have different things that make us happy, but in the end, I think we're all working towards the same goal, which is creating that life that we cannot wait to wake up to. And even if it's the same goal, we all have different paths, because that ideal life is not the same for everyone. Like, my ideal life is not the same as my parents' ideal life, right? But like I said before, it's also learning to be happy with the process of creating, not only with the idea of the perfect life, because I don't know, I mean, maybe things change later on and you want another thing. So everything you've worked for changes and it's not useful anymore. But what? You're gonna wait 10 more years to like be happy? Like, that's not how it works. I mean, you should try to be happy now. And maybe not so much by thinking about what you're gonna get, because I see a lot of people who have everything that they want and who are not happy because happiness does not come from material things. I mean, of course it does come sometimes. I mean, of course I'm gonna be happy if someone gives me a present, right? But that would be short-term happiness, right? The long-term happiness has to come from being the best version of yourself. I think I consider a person happy when they have a really positive mindset, when things don't go as planned, and people who know how to deal with hard situations and not lose themselves in the process. Because I think that to be happy, you have to get to a point where your mood does not shift on the insignificant actions of someone else. Example, this happened to me like yesterday. This girl looked at me with a weird face. You know that face that sometimes people will do? Like, ugly face? I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, if you get what I'm saying, cool. Well, anyway, she was like looking at me like that, and I was like, what's wrong with her? I mean, what did I do? And instead of questioning my existence like I would have done a year ago, I let it go. I mean, whatever, it's her problem. It affected my mood for like 20 minutes, and then I was like, no, this is ridiculous. I mean, I had such a great day. I'm not gonna let her ruin this. But it was still hard for me to like not care because I'm still working towards having a happy mind, and it's not really that easy. But as long as you're trying, that's amazing. Like, that's really good because there are people who are not even trying and who have gave up. So as long as you're trying, I think that's amazing. And you will get to a point where you're unaffected by the judgment of others. I mean, people who judge are probably jealous of you or don't know a thing about your life. They just heard rumors or whatever. And it's out of your hands. I mean, there's nothing you can do to control what other people think of you. So don't let that stay in your mind. I mean, if it's out of your hands, it deserves to be out of your mind too. So just try to not let it affect you. And if you're one of those people who judge others who you don't know, please try to give them a chance because I used to judge people a lot. I was really judgy when I was a kid, like in middle school. And I noticed that I didn't know all of these people that I was judging. And I'm actually friends with them now. So it's crazy how once you change something so little as like thinking something is wrong with somebody else, like it changes everything. I mean, instead of saying like, oh, I don't like him, he's no ew, like I didn't even have good reasons to like not like people, right? I just saw something in someone and I was like, what is wrong with her? Like, why is she like that? And I would judge everyone. And now that I've changed that mindset, I've got to know a lot of people who are so cool and amazing. And I'm really happy that I stopped judging because it honestly changed my view on my life also. Instead of seeing all the negative things, I started to see the positive things. So it's good. I mean, just try it out for one day. One day challenge. Try to see all the positive things in one day, and you'll see how much it changes. Like, honestly, it's crazy because I was so negative a few years ago, and I'm still negative nowadays sometimes because things go wrong, and it's hard to always see the positive side. But if most of the time you do, then you can get to a point where things that go wrong don't affect you too much. And that helps to have a happy mind. Having a positive mindset helps you have a happy life. Even with all the ups and downs that life has, I think it's good. I mean, to achieve happiness, you have to have a happy mind, a positive mind, a healthy mind, and yeah. I don't think anything I've said has made sense. I don't even know what I'm talking about, but yeah, let's move on. The thing with happiness is that many people relate it to having a perfect life, and I don't think it's like that because there's no such thing as perfection. So people waste a lot of time trying to have everything perfect, and sometimes things go wrong because we cannot control everything. So if you don't have an optimistic mindset, you won't know how to deal with this. I was actually reading this article a few days ago, which talked about how happy helps us build our capacity to cope when things go wrong, and how this helps us make the most of the good times and know how to deal with things that go like the bad things of our lives. And all of this in order to have the best experiences and live the best life overall. It also talks about how people have become a lot richer but not happier, and that this is causing a lot of mental illnesses, and all of this because people are so focused on getting material things that they want instead of looking for feeling good about themselves, right? I think that happiness helps people live better lives, and if we all work towards reaching happiness, or not reaching, like just if we incorporate feeling happy to our day-to-day, we will be a lot more productive and healthy because we start to see the more positive side of life. So I think it's really important for all of us to take a few minutes, maybe once a week, and ask ourselves if we are happy and think about why and what makes us happy and how we can be happier, how we can improve ourselves, because it will be just so good for everyone. Not only for yourself, but also for people around you, because when they start to see that you've become so positive, they will also want that for their lives. So they will be willing to work on themselves. And that's really great. I think everyone should be aware of themselves and how they are, and even if it's not always easy. I mean, I'm not saying that people should not feel sad or angry or fear, like, because we have a lot of different emotions that we feel. But the important thing is to know that we can always control how we feel. We can always control what we do with what life gives us, right? But in order to do all of this, you have to be willing to do it. So If you start by working on yourself, others around you will also see how it has changed you for the better, and they will see that it works, so they will want to try that too.
Anyway, I think that's all I have to say about this topic. Let me know if there's anything else you would like for me to talk about. And let's answer some questions. Is there a balance between happiness and peace?
Well, let's start by seeing the difference between the two. I think that happiness is more like an active feeling. Okay, let me like put an example. I feel like it's more like diving into a wavy ocean, which is definitely exciting and fun, whereas peace is like submerging yourself into a lake, which is kind of relaxing, right? I see happiness as like a kid jumping in a bouncing house, and I see peace as going to a spa. They're both different things, but they're both really necessary in your life, and I think it's really important to find a balance between them where peace is always there, like it's a constant feeling and state of mind, and happiness is something that can sometimes stop because it's an emotion, right? Like I said, in the beginning, it does not last forever, but the peace does. So I think having a peaceful mind is really important, but you need that excitement and thrill that happiness brings you. And I think that once you experience happiness, it can be really addictive because it stimulates that feeling of well-being and like joy and fun. But we also have to learn to feel relaxed and not active all the time, which does not mean to stop being happy. I think it means more like concentrating on our more peaceful part. Right? Moving on. Have you ever been happy? Yes, definitely. I think we all experience at least short-term happiness, definitely. But long-term happiness, I think maybe at some point I have felt it, definitely. And right now I'm working on myself to achieve that happiness. I mean, I'm like trying to enjoy every day and look at the more positive things instead of focusing on what goes wrong, because I've found that it helps me kind of like have, yeah, just like have better days and have more fun. So, yeah, I'm definitely working on that right now. Oh, this is a good question. Do you depend on other people for happiness? I feel like I've made a balance between getting happiness from outside things such as my hobbies or sometimes other people and being happy with myself, which is what I'm working on right now because it's hard, but I'm trying to find that balance. I think for now, I would say that I'm more dependent on other people for my happiness, but I'm slowly working to change that. Okay, next question. What do you think is the color of happiness? I don't know why, but I feel like everyone associates happiness with yellow. I don't know why, I just get that feeling. But I don't know. I mean, I don't really like yellow, so I don't know if I would say that happiness is yellow. I feel like maybe happiness is kind of a green color, maybe. Actually, yeah, yellow. Yellow, maybe. Happiness is yellow. Or green. But like light green. Like kind of. Do you know? I don't know. That's a hard question. I thought this was going to be an easy question, but it's not. I don't know. What color is happiness? Let me know what you guys think. What color is happiness for you? Maybe, okay, yeah, light blue. Light blue is definitely happiness. No, but like sadness is light blue. So, I don't know. Maybe orange? I honestly have no idea. Okay, and last question. Does your happiness change during the day? This is actually a really good question. I think it does sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't. But that is because, like, that happens when I let the negative things affect me. Or sometimes when I think too much, I think a lot, and sometimes my head will create this ridiculous scenarios in which like everyone hates me and I do everything wrong and I start to question everything that I've done during the day. So I get really, I don't know what the word is, like scared, maybe. I don't know, but I get this weird feeling, and in those moments, I'm not really happy. So, yeah. And it also changes depending on other people, like how other people treat me, which is messed up. Like, it shouldn't be like that, and that's why I'm really working on it. But anyway, I really, really have to go now. I have to go get ready for school. I'm already pretty late, so I really have to go. Thank you for hanging out with me today. I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves too. Thank you for being so supportive and taking this time to listen to me talk about random things. I really, really, really appreciate you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and I'll see you next week. Have a nice weekend and be happy. Enjoy yourselves. I love you. Bye.